The National Employment Law Project has released a study that seeks to better understand the impacts of workplace retaliation and at-will firings in California. The report surveyed over 1,100 California workers. It concludes that workplace retaliation is commonplace in California, with more than half of those surveyed who reported workplace violations to their employer or the government saying they suffered from some type of retaliation. Nayantara Mehta is the Law Project's Director of Worker Power and lead author of the study.
Workers are often taking a risk when they stand up for their rights. And that's because there's a power imbalance between workers and employers, because employers can fire workers for almost any reason, or sometimes no reason at all, under our current system of at-will employment. And bosses can and do retaliate against workers who speak up about workplace problems. And of course, the economic hardship that comes with losing a job or losing income means that many workers decide it's just not worth the risk.
The study finds that workplace violations are commonplace in California. The Law Project cites a UCLA study which found that wage theft was the most prevalent violation, encompassing 9 out of 10 complaints. Other violations included sexual harassment, denial of rest breaks, and discriminations based on sex, race, and other identities. More than 1/3 of workers reported experiencing violations. However, often due to retaliations or the threat of retaliation, only 1 in 10 of these workers reported the violations to the government. More than half of the workers said fear of retaliation would factor into their decision to report. One worker, Anselmo Leyva, an employee of Clean Car Wash, describes how he was retaliated against for reporting wage violations, including not being paid for hours worked or for overtime, and noted its effects on him and his coworkers.
I was subject to retaliation for encouraging my coworkers to speak with the investigators. My employer reduced my hours and relocated me to a car wash that was further away from home. The reduction in my hours affected my ability to pay my bills, and many of my coworkers shared that they would rather be mistreated because they didn't want to lose their paychecks, which allowed them to pay their rent and send money home to their families.
Lead author Nayantara Mehta says their study found that retaliation and workers' hesitancy to report violations are due to deliberate policy choices.
This climate of fear and intimidation is a result of deliberate choices that we make as individuals, individual actors in the workplace, and at a societal level in the policies that we choose. And workers need to be backed up by the organizations we're members of and by our governmental agencies when we exercise our rights.
The report makes a series of policy recommendations to address the issue, including establishing a retaliation fund that provides economic support for workers who report violations, and replacing the state's at-will firing standard with a just cause termination standard, requiring employers to give legitimate reasons and fair warning before terminating workers. Rosalia Manuel, a fast food worker in San Jose who was fired after reporting sexual harassment, said there's a real need for reform.
Employees should be free to speak up and report serious issues like sexual harassment. It hurts me very much to know that workers have to deal with this all too often. It was humiliating to be fired after 3 years for doing the right thing. Workers are afraid to speak up because they fear that they might get fired. And in fact, this is what happened to me. These retaliation stories and experiences are too common. Too many of us workers are staying silent for fear of retaliatory actions by employers and bosses. Retaliation is a problem for all workers. Workers and our families need protections now.
Reporting for KPFA, I'm Andy Spivak.